Welcome to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Coming up, an inside look at the business of Las Vegas. Stay tuned for interviews with the movers and shakers at the top and on the way up. Plus, Las Vegas sports, entertainment, restaurants, weather, and more. This is the Vegas Business Report, because there's no business like Vegas business. Now, here's Jeff Nathanson and J.J. Snyder.
And we're back. Thank you so much for joining us on the Vegas Business Report. We are really looking forward to this next interview. We've been anticipating talking to this lady for some time now, Jeff.
Yeah, and for some reason, JJ, and good morning, it makes me feel like I'm hungry. I don't know if it's because I read some of the notes in advance, but I feel like this whole show is going to be about food and dining and all kind of a Las Vegas base. Later on, we're going to talk with Al Mancini, who is the creator of the Neon Feast app, and he'll be in studio. So a really good show for locals. People are always looking. Is Vegas becoming a dining town in your estimation?
I mean, it has been a dining town, but the dominance of the culinary scene just continues to build. I mean, any celebrity chef who's anybody in the United States pretty much has a restaurant in Las Vegas. I mean, this is a hotbed for celebrity chefs. And it's, you know what? It's not all about the celebrity chefs either, as we all know.
Yeah.
No, Restaurants are
and
some of our favorites.
It's not just the Strip either. It's everywhere.
It's certainly not.
Everywhere. So we're going to talk with Al later. And then first up, we're going to talk with Dr. Bobby Damro, is the CEO of the Culinary Academy. And that is like a Las Vegas exclusive thing. So we're excited about that. A couple of really good guests this morning on the Vegas Business Report. And I should remind you, I would be remiss if I did not, this portion of the show is being brought to you by DBV Solutions. They help businesses adapt, innovate, and thrive. So visit dbvsolutions.com for more. So
that's right.
With that out of the way, on this Saturday, big weekend, of course, hot weekend, as I mean, we're in the middle of the heat, right? So
it's scalding
right now for sure. But we want to jump right into this edition of the Vegas Business Report, and joining us right now in studio, and we're thrilled to have her here, Dr. Bobby Damro, CEO of the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas. Since 2024, she has been running the show over there with her decades of leadership in business education and workforce development.
Bobby is preparing the next generation here in Las Vegas for careers in hospitality, and we are thrilled to have her. Welcome, Dr. Damro, to the show.
Hey, thank you all.
Yes, so the Culinary Academy, fascinating. It was founded in 1993. Who had the inspiration to start it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And if you ask my board members, they'll tell you that it might have started a few years before that as they crafted an idea. You know, every idea takes a little bit to get it off the ground. But in 1993, the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas was chartered, and it was this kind of brainchild of a couple union members, someone from the Culinary Union and someone from the Bartenders Union. And at that time, there were 12 strip casinos that came together and said, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if we could kind of create a trust fund, and we could pay into that trust fund and create a benefit for all of the union workers to either come in skill or upskill. So kind of a concept that was well before its time. And the more I'm involved with this organization, the more I realize that this is really a national best practice in training.
It's amazing because, like JJ, you were saying at the top of the show, like Vegas is becoming, Dr. Damro, a food town.
Yeah.
You know, it's hospitality. People think of hospitality as being hotel rooms, and yes, it is. But it's that dining experience that people are coming from other parts of the country. Oh, my gosh, it was an amazing restaurant in Las Vegas. So there's that elevated experience. And obviously, you know, with the Culinary Academy, you need to help people get to the place where they can deliver that, you know, that five-star experience. So how does the Culinary Academy, under your leadership as CEO, kind of help prepare all these hospitality folks that want to specialize in food and fine dining for the delivery?
Yeah, you know, the Culinary Academy, we actually have 13 programs. So when we think about hospitality, a lot of people, and we call ourselves the Culinary Academy, but it is like so much more. Mm. So when we think about what happens over on 710 Westlake Mead, we're actually taking two groups of people, the people that are already employed. And when you think about a busser wanting to be a server, or maybe a kitchen steward that has always been in the kitchen and now wants to be a cook, an entry-level professional cook, this is where they can come. They're an incumbent worker. They can come on their days off. And with their benefits that was negotiated between all of the partners, they can come for no charge to them and really upskill. So that is one group. But then our arms are open to anyone else in the Valley that really wants to come in and train and join this fantastic an industry, the largest industry really in Nevada, and join either as a cook. I mean, we serve and train guest room attendants and house person utility porters, all of which really kind of create that Las Vegas experience. So you're absolutely right. We have foodies coming from all over the world. And while they're here, we want to make sure that we give them the very best experience in the entertainment capital of the world here in Las Vegas.
I'm really interested in the different positions that you're training people for. And what has been in the last few years, are there new positions that are, you know, kind of currently on the scene that are more relevant?
Yeah, you know, our latest position that we just did some expanding for is we actually have we call it our 710 coffee bar. And 710 because that's our address. But within our training facility, we have it's called the Westside Bistro, which is open every day to the public, and that gives real life training experiences to our cooks, to our kitchen stewards, for our bussers and servers. And then the brand new question, JJ, or the brand new piece that we've put up, JJ, is the 710 coffee bar. And that coffee bar actually trains baristas and fountain workers. So when you think about food halls, there's food halls all over. That would be what's called a fountain worker. And they're great positions. And then if you spend a little bit of extra time with us, about a week, we can actually give you some really intensive barista training. So that
I've always dreamed of knowing everything the baristas know, right? Because they know everything, right? Oh, I want this with that. Yeah, you got it. Like, oh my gosh.
I know some of this stuff is just amazing. And I think that, you know, to everyone or many people want to be bartenders in Vegas. This is that is like the epitome of like success, I think, in some folks.
For
right?
sure.
Yeah. But what if you're 18 or 19 or 20? You're not going to start as a bartender, but what you can do is start as a barista, because it's memory, it's memorizing recipes, it's just creating like fantastic beverages. And then you can kind of slide right in and kind of get into that next kind of career move if you so intend.
So our guest on the Vegas Business Report on this Saturday is Dr. Bobby Damrow, the CEO of the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas, which is really, that's a Vegas thing. Let's face it. I don't think they have this. Like, they don't have a dealer school in Tennessee, as far as I know. But Vegas is a unique marketplace. Dr. Damrow, when you look at the curriculum that you're putting out there, right, what types of people are you really focused on? And how do people know, like, hey, I can go to the Culinary Academy, I can learn X, then I can go to a job interview and say, by the way, I'm trained in this. I'm not brand new. So let's talk about that curriculum a little bit. What you mentioned, some of the hospitality positions as well, but in terms of food, is it everything from like executive chef to sous chef to whatever, or what does it look like?
Right. So we're training specifically for something called a professional cook.
Okay.
That is an entry level. And so basically by coming to the academy for 12 weeks, you can train with our chefs and sous chefs. And the curriculum that we have is validated, and that's really important. So we have, you know, when I mentioned earlier in the show that it was started with 12 partners, we have 52 now. So we have 52. Right.
Now, who are those partners? Are they hotels?
There's some big ones.
They are all, everyone on the Strip. So, you know, you can imagine, you
every
know, the
property.
10 MGMs, the 8 Caesars, everyone on the Strip. And then we have now downtown, they are all within the trust, as well as some off strips. So we have 52 partners. So for us, it's really staying really close to those partners and understanding what's trending, how do we, you know, making sure that our curriculum is really meeting the relevancy of what they need. And then we train to that. And then what we do is we match the students. So about 88% of our students are hired before they leave. And so we will, you know, talk to the partners, or they will call us and say, hey, you know, we're opening a new venue, or we need additional staff. What you got? Can we come and interview? So on a good day, maybe they'll come and interview the whole cohort.
Wow.
And hire them.
That is an unbelievable. Only in Vegas, right?
I know.
It's unbelievable. After the break, I want to dig in to even more, but I'm like fascinated by the culinary. First of all,
I didn't know
I could go get coffee there on Wednesday, on Thursday. I could go get my coffee there, or I could go there for lunch, right?
You could.
So this is breaking news that the Culinary Academy is open to the public. And so I want to dig into that a little bit more in a second. But first, we'll take a quick time out. You are listening to this edition of the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And welcome back. We continue our fascinating chat with Dr. Bobby Damrow at the Culinary Academy. It's break time, coffee time, check your phone, whatever.
You can do whatever you want. And we should remind you that this portion of the show is being brought to you by Reliable Environmental Services, precision, speed, and accountability. You can call 702-418-9247. That's 702-418-9247 for a free estimate for your business in Las Vegas. They are the number one commercial cleaning service in Las Vegas, by the way. So, yeah, talking with Dr. Damrow, and before the break, JJ, we were talking about, you know, all these many, many classes and curriculums and so forth and so on, and we found out on this interview that you're open to the public. So can you talk a little bit about that? I wrote it down, the address, the hours, what is available there? Is it a place for a lunch, for a, you know, a meeting? And the coffee house, because coffee's big in Vegas now. We've been talking about that, too. So what is that like, Dr. Barrow?
Yeah, you know, all of the above. And that's so exciting. The coffee shop, let's talk about that for a minute. It's called the 710 Coffee Bar. And that is where our baristas and fountain workers train. So Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 2, if you're in the area, please stop in. Something that we have is the Toast app that many people have on their phone. If you're just like driving by, place your order. We've got some quick run-in and grab your coffee and go parking spots right in front. Free parking, of course. Come on in and let our students kind of serve you. Our prices are fantastic. That's part of the game. We want to make sure that it is accessible for all walks of life and all budgets. And then if you want to have a little lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, the Westside Bistro is adjacent to the coffee bar. So you can come on in and let our professional cooks, our servers, our bussers serve you. And just know that when you do that, you are part of this training ecosystem that makes Las Vegas what it is.
What is your go-to order at the cafe?
Oh my gosh.
Right now.
Right now. Calve Cluck.
It's what?
It's called the Calve Cluck. And
is it a chicken sandwich?
It is a chicken sandwich. And you know, on our menu, we have a couple of fan faves, and that's one of them because it is just a lightly breaded chicken sandwich on just a fantastic bun, and comes with some really specialty fries with homemade condiments, homemade ranch, homemade honey mustard. Everything that, you know, we're training for is just on the menu. So it's really an exciting time.
So, Jeff, I'm thinking about the folks that are listening right now, and maybe you have someone in your family who's, you know, looking for a position or would like to, you know, take that next step in their career. What is the advantage of educating yourself, going through the program at the Culinary Academy, versus just walking into the Horseshoe or Bally's and putting in a job application by yourself?
There is such an advantage. And let me tell you why. So if an individual comes to us and they're new to the industry, so they're not already working and they're not doing that incumbent upskill that we talked about as part of their benefits, about 40%, 35 to 40% of the people that we serve are just coming to the door, and they hear about us in many different ways. But when they train with us, it's the equivalent of 1 year of experience. So like you had talked about just walking into the Horseshoe or somewhere and just kind of putting in your application, you're going to start as no experience. When they train with us, they start with 1 year experience. And the word is experience. These graduates have experience. So that kind of bumps you up. So it's really a fantastic benefit for those that train with us. And it could be 2 weeks. 2 weeks of training for a guest room attendant, a housekeeper, and it's worth 1 year.
Have you heard of the housekeeping Olympics that they hold
every year? I heard something about that. Isn't that like a big competition?
It's fascinating. Have you attended those?
I have not, but we've been talking about we need to do that.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. You need to get some of your students in there. So they hold a big contest here in Las Vegas every year where people, I believe it might be from across the country.
It is.
People come to compete and they do things like how fast and well can you change a bed? But it's a massive competition.
Wow.
It is something we should definitely go to, Jeff.
Totally. Yeah, we should. As long, also, the coffee house. And also the bistro. I'm making notes.
I'm going to order the chicken sandwich.
Yes. On your way? On your way. Amazing. Let's talk about what the Culinary Academy means to Las Vegas, because there isn't one of these in a lot of cities. Vegas being a hospitality place, the training piece of it is huge. And the example that you're saying, like you walk into a job interview and they go, well, what have you done so far? It's like, well, I'm interested in learning. Hey, that's great. But if you walk in and say, no, I've actually been going to the Culinary Academy right down the street here, obviously the person making the hire is going to be like, oh, so you already know A, B, C, D, E, and F. It's going to put you at the top of the line, I would think, to get hired, right?
That's correct.
So that's kind of the whole thing. So why is it so critical in Las Vegas to have this sort of academy that's up and running, available, partnered with all the strip resorts and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, 65,000 workers are working right now for this industry right here in the Valley, and that's pretty incredible. So as you can imagine, I would say it's an evergreen industry. People are coming, people are going. There's so many people that come into Las Vegas, and this is where they want to start their career and maybe start their new life. And we're just here to be a part of that ecosystem. So, you know, whether it's someone that has no experience or, you know, we really have a focus on a kind of a broader vision too. And that is like uplifting people and giving them some upward socioeconomic mobility. And we love to do that, meeting people where they're at. You know, we partner with different agencies, whether it be Catholic Charities or Salvation Army or even some of the rescue missions. If there is someone that's training ready, maybe not workforce ready, but training ready and says, you know what, I want to try something. We are really a place that they can lean in and fail forward and then feel safe. And then we will kind of get them placed in the industry.
And Bobby, you touched on it earlier in the interview, but I just want to make sure I heard you right. What is the cost for a student to attend?
Right. So if an individual is already working and it's part of their benefit package, it's zero. They can come and upscale. So that's that bus service server or, you know, that is that negotiation between the partners that we have, the union and these 52.
Because it's good
venues.
For the partners as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's elevating somebody who already works in your environment. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to do something different and they're trained in your venue, why not? You know, why let them go?
For sure.
But then when we think about the other individuals that we're training, there is a tuition. But here's the beauty of it. We have about 12 different partners and we have different funding sources. So about 88% of the students that come in, like let's say you come to my door and say, you know what, I've always wanted to be a bar apprentice or I've always wanted to have a class in wine server, whatever that would be. We can get you, we can get you funded. So if you fit into some parameters, we have funding from Clark County Social Services.
Amazing.
We have funding from Department of Labor. We've got funding. We work with Workforce Connections and Employee NV. We're going to try to get you, if you want to join the industry, we're going to pull out all the stops.
I would imagine, too, at this point, there's an incredible network. We haven't even touched on who's teaching these courses or the instructors.
Good question.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Give us the scoop.
I mean, you can't do everything.
Tell us about some of the people involved
here. We have got the most amazing, passionate staff. You know, we have about 80 full-time employees. We have probably with our part-time on-call, we have maybe a little bit over 100. But we have probably about a dozen chefs on site, and they're training our students. We've got cruise ship chefs. We've got chefs that worked right downtown in Vegas and maybe have left their career to pay it forward a little bit, maybe retired. We've just had the best of the best. I'm so proud of just those individuals, and they have such an affinity for what's happening here in Las Vegas. As far as our other, you know, our other programs, we talked about housekeeping. We have got folks that actually worked on strip housekeeping. We have these program advisory meetings with the properties and say, okay, what's new? For example, remember the days when you used to get the knock on the door that would say, like, housekeeping?
Yeah.
Chances are you don't get that anymore. Why? Because they're using technology. We train them on a product that's either on an Android or an Apple phone, and it tells them where to go, to what room, when to be there. And it's just amazing. So
I didn't know that.
As the world changes, we're changing too.
I just want to respond to an email that just came in, and it's not a long email, but it says, what is the address of this place again?
Yes.
Can you share that? I'll write it down this time, but I know you said 710, right?
Yeah, 710 West Lake Mead Boulevard.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So we'll repeat that at the end of the show. But that's obviously someone that either wants to go eat there, right? Or maybe they want to go check it out. I mean, do students come in and take tours? Or how do they get acquainted with what's available to them?
I'm glad you asked that question. The answer is yes. But some of our partners, you know, that we kind of talked about before, will refer people when they come into their agencies looking for work. And the other is just word of mouth. We do, you know, we've got a fantastic web presence. People come into our bistro. All of the above is how people really learn about the Academy as a learning, as a training institution. And we just welcome them in. So tours take place all the time. We get personal attention to everyone that kind of walks through the door. I think last week we had like 150 new students starting. So that is like super amazing.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Real
unbelievable.
Quick, before we go, and thank you so much for joining us. We've been dying to learn about this, but how old do you have to be to train at the Culinary Academy?
Yes. We're looking for high school graduates. But if you are 17, we can also start you in some appropriate coursework. So let's say you're 17, you just got out of high school and you want to train for a barista. We can get you started.
That's amazing. That really is unbelievable. Mm. Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much for being here. I want to repeat the address again. If you want to go to lunch at the Culinary Academy, it's a real bistro, or if you want to get your coffee on the way, they open at 7 a.m. right on your way to work, 710 West Lake Mead Boulevard. And they can also check you out online, right, on the website and Instagram and all of those things. But fascinating interview, JJ. And thank you, Dr. Damro, the CEO of the Culinary Academy, for being with us today on Vegas Business Report.
Thank you.
We will be back. And when we come back on the Vegas Business Report, Al Mancini will be here. So stay tuned. That is coming up right
that sounds fun.
After these messages.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are back on this fun edition of Vegas Business Report. I'm having fun anyway, Jeff. This portion of the show brought to you by Reliable Environmental Services. Precision, speed, and accountability. You can call them 702-418-9247 for a free estimate for your business.
Our thanks to Dr. Bobby Damro from the Las Vegas Culinary Institute. The Academy, that is so interesting, the way they like help prep all. She said there's 65,000 people working in hospitality in Vegas.
She's
I never had a number. That's a lot of people.
Such an influence, such an impact. Yeah,
unbelievable. So we really appreciate her coming down to the station and joining us here. And by the way, if you want to listen to this program on your phone, you can do that. Just download the Odyssey app and you can listen to it there. Or you can go to VegasBusinessReport.com and listen to past episodes on the computer thing.
Also, our LinkedIn and our YouTube.
Yeah, and Instagram.
our whole growing community there. So thank you to all that message us and comment on our videos. We appreciate it. You know, let's talk about food again.
Okay.
Can we?
We'll continue the food conversation.
We are just before lunch on this beautiful Saturday. And so it is fitting that we would get back to the conversation of food. It is big business. It is a big passion of many people here in Las Vegas. And our next guest really, truly has a front row seat to the city's ever-changing culinary scene. For more than two decades, Al Mancini has written for over a dozen local and national publications. He also hosts the Food and Loathing podcast and is the creator of the Neon Feast restaurant app.
So we're talking about, you know, restaurants that are like neighborhood gems or like a headline-making chef, like a, you know, a big-time executive chef. Al knows all about that, what is happening with the dining scene, the business part of it as well. So, Al Mancini, welcome to the Vegas Business Report. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
So, we were talking before about the summertime in Vegas, and you were mentioning, like, there's a lot of stuff going on in this industry. And what we found out, you know, on this show the past several months, people are into food. Yeah. People in Las Vegas are excited about new restaurants. They're excited about legacy restaurants. You know, you see turnover in certain restaurants. The food scene here has changed a lot, and I'm guessing in your 20 years, you've seen a little bit of a change in how Las Vegas approaches food, both from a delivery standpoint and from, you know, a growth standpoint. So tell us about your spin. Here we are, in, you know, in August. What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing 25 years writing about food here. I got here just as the Strip was beginning to be taken seriously. And I decided to really, really focus on food as I saw the first generation of off-strip dining emerging. And I think that's been the main story of the past 10 years. I think it is now we've gotten to the point that it's almost a bifurcated market, very similar to how, you know, you go to Orlando and it's got Orlando and then it has Disney World,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I feel like really after COVID, the Strip became less of a place that locals went to dine. Not just because of everything that happened during
parking.
The pandemic and the parking and
prices.
All of that, but also because that's really the time that off-strip dining was blowing up. And the Arts District had come into its own. Chinatown had gone from being a little niche thing to, you know, just being every kind of food you could possibly imagine. The Southwest Valley did incredibly well. And, you know, it's just popped up. And now we have a lot of pockets throughout town. No matter where you live, there's good food. It's as good as what you're going to get on the Strip. And they know your name and you don't have to worry about parking and it's close to home. So I think the Strip dining scene is still absolutely amazing. It's where you want to go to celebrate special events. It's where you want to bring your tourist friends. But if you have foodies, when I have food critics from other cities come to Las Vegas, I'm not taking them to those places on the Strip. I know they're going to get invited by the casinos anyway. It doesn't matter. I want them to come down to the Arts District with me. I want them to come to Chinatown with me. I really want them to see Sparrow and Wolf. I want them to see Esther's Kitchen. I want them to see these places, Anima by EDO, that in my opinion are the kind of places that when I travel to another city, that's where I want to go.
Man, that Caesar salad at Esther's Kitchen with the sourdough bread on the side. Like any day of the week, I could eat that, Al. You and I have connected. You've taught me a lot about bagels here in Las Vegas.
What was that again?
Yeah,
he taught me a lot about
bagels.
I brought you a lot of bagels.
Yeah, he brought me like bagels from four different shops.
Okay.
For sure. Another thing I'm very passionate about, and I want to get the news on it, is pizza. You've been eating some slices lately. What's going on?
Yeah, Las Vegas, again, this is another maybe 5 or 6 year thing. We've really become a serious pizza city.
Yeah.
We get recognized at award ceremonies in Milan and in Naples and all over the place. Vegas has great pizza. I think one of the reasons we have so many great pizza places is we don't have a native style. For a long time, people would come to Vegas and they would just say, well, this isn't what I got in Brooklyn or this isn't what I got
Chicago.
In Los Angeles or Chicago. And then they suddenly realize that that frees everybody up. And we have the best of all worlds here in Las Vegas. So we have fantastic, you know, Sicilian, fantastic Detroit, fantastic Chicago. So Vegas pizza has exploded. You go to the Neon Feast Guide. We have all sorts of pizza recommendations. But two big openings over the past month. And one is Slicateria by Metro Pizza.
Oh, Metro.
Where is that located?
That's in the Bend.
Okay.
And this is a case of Metro Pizza, who were really the first
it's
serious.
Not far from here.
Sliceteria yeah. in the Southwest.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's new. Okay.
So Metro's been in town over 40 years. They really were the only, for 30 of those years, they were the only really great artisanal kind of pizza guys in Vegas. But they know that they have to change with the times. And John Arena over there, he's mentored all the local pizza guys. And he has seen how things are changing. And he realized that right now, slice shops are very hot. People want to go in. They want to get something really gourmet, something interesting. You might want to try a potato and bacon pizza, but you certainly don't want to order an entire pie. So you go in there and you get a slice. So that's what John did. He closed two of his older stores. He opened Sliceteria in the Bend. Everybody in the pizza world has been going over there making a pilgrimage to check this out.
I want to commend John for opening this up because I just tried a new pizza joint on the top of Boulevard on the Las Vegas Strip. And I paid $15 to park. I go up to the third floor on 110 degree heat, and you can't buy a slice. And I to me, that's
you
a
can only
greedy.
Buy the whole pizza.
Yeah, come on, it's like the middle of the day. It's 115. Yeah. I just wanted to try it. You know, I did. I bought a pizza, but I just think that's cool. I get it.
I think it's fantastic. And so you can go in there. He has four or five different styles of pizzas. It's everything that you know Metro does well, really modern space. Their desserts are good as well. They have good gelato in there. Definitely check. And by the way, the Bend is turning into a real foodie
hotspot. It's something.
Hot
yeah. It's right on Sunset, right in the Southwest, the Bend. And I remember, Al, years ago, they were saying it was going to be a big pickleball place. Yeah. That didn't happen. But what did happen is a lot of restaurants opened there. There's a steakhouse there. What is that called? Is that Butcher and Thief? Butcher and Thief. And there's the burger place, and there's a ramen place, and there's a Mothership Coffee. So that's what Al's talking about, the Bend, right on Sunset there.
Kind of, by IKEA, basically.
Right. Exactly.
I like that little,
right.
Yeah. That
which has a cafe,
Greek
too,
joint.
By the way. The IKEA cafe.
I have not been to an IKEA since I was 20 years old furnishing my first apartment. So
okay. Fair enough. Different types of food have different moments, right? And I feel like maybe Indian cuisine right now is starting to grow a little bit in Las Vegas. Do you have any recommendations in that area for people looking for Indian food?
Yeah, I mean, Indian food right now has suddenly been thrust into the spotlight really by two restaurants in Las Vegas. And by the way, we have a lot of good Indian places.
Yeah.
You get takeout to your house, and we have a whole list again on my app. But with the places that are blowing people's mind, about a year and a half ago, Tamba opened in Town Square. And that is modern Indian. And by modern, they mean this is the way people eat in India today. So there's going to be some Japanese influences.
Wow.
There's going to be some Chinese influences. The neighboring countries, you go to India, they have creative chefs there, and they're bringing in outside influences. So the place is unlike anything I've ever had before. You can order like sashimi, but it has Indian spices on it. You order Chinese dishes that you know is Chinese, but they're tinted more Indian. It's a very, very unique menu here in Las Vegas. They were nominated for a James Beard Award, kind of a national one, as a matter of fact. I think it was Best New Restaurant. They did not get the award, but that's still tremendous to be nominated. And they're blowing people away off the strip. And I don't know if there's any relation whatsoever, but this comes at the same time or a little before MGM Resorts brought in Gymkhana from London.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I'm not a spicy foods guy, and Gymkhana is very...
It is hot.
Yeah, so I haven't been in there. It's a very expensive restaurant. I don't want to go in there and spend like a month's salary in order for things that I can't eat because my palate is too wimpy to handle them. But everybody I know loves Gymkhana, and this is a Michelin-starred restaurant in London. You don't think about Michelin-starred Indian food. So those two restaurants right there have really raised the bar for what Indian food can be in Las Vegas.
Amazing. Amazing. There's so much. And by the way, Al, A, thank you for being here. B, after the break, I want to know a little bit more about your app. So I think but you are a fountain of information, and it's like he's like one of one when it comes the restaurant scene in Vegas. So we're going to continue on in just a second with Al Mancini as we continue on this episode of the show. Hope you're having a good Saturday, and we're going to take a time out. And when we come back, we will ask Al Mancini about the Neon Feast app and other restaurant happenings here in Las Vegas. Stay with us on this Saturday. You are listening to the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are back on this edition of the Vegas Business Report. Our guest in studio with us in person is Al Mancini, the creator of the Neon Feast app and really a restaurateur when it comes to knowledge. And Al, thanks again for being here with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's fun.
So we have friends come into town and the first thing they ask is, where should I go to eat? You know, and you're dying to... It's real easy, like you said, to recommend something on the strip, but you're really dying to give them something they will never forget. Maybe that's a local restaurant. Neon Feast is an app that you created. In what year was it? Was it 2020?
It was 5 years ago, so 2021. Yeah. And right after I left the Review Journal, we got to work on that. Yeah.
I remember when you launched it. It has grown so much, Al. So you, like Jeff said, you're like just a fountain of information for restaurants. But when you go on the Neon Feast app, you also see a whole community of food writers. And we're talking top-notch food writers, experts chiming in about the culinary scene. How do you recommend people use this app?
Yeah, you can download the Neon Feast app from the App Store. You can also just go to neonfeast.com if you don't want to download an app and it's mobily, you know, optimized and all of that. I call this Yelp without the idiots. Okay. No, no offense if anybody
here is a technical term.
Wow, that's
Yelper.
Perfect.
But what I did was I reached out to all my friends. JJ, you know, you get these surveys that I send out, and I send them out a few times a year, and I say, you eat out at a lot of restaurants, right? You're a chef, you're a bartender, you're a journalist who gets invited to all the openings. Where do you send your families and friends? That's exactly how I phrase it. And we have about 100 categories. I think we might be streamlining it down a little bit soon, but about 100 categories. We have anywhere from 7 to 12 or 15 in each category. They all come recommended by people in the industry that I trust, that I know what they're talking about. So we have things like best place for a big splurge, best romantic restaurants, best off-strip Italian, best on-strip Italian. And, you know, I want to be fair. We say best because that's what everybody asks. What's the best? I don't know that I like that word. I just know these are all great places. They come recommended by smart people. And if you find it on my app, I would be, you know, I would feel comfortable sending you there to dine. And that was just really the beginning, though. I mean, you know, I love being on a business show here because I left the Review Journal saying to myself, the industry's changing. How can I do what I love to do and still make a little bit of money, right? So we tried to come up with a new business model. We have this app going on. It's doing its own thing. I started doing my podcast just out of the love of talking to chefs. And then I realized we're getting 200 chefs a year coming in for interviews.
Wow.
So now we have foodandloathing.vegas that also takes those interviews and turns them into stories that live forever. And now I'm working with happyhourvegas.com, and we're doing happy hour recommendations. We're trying to create this real kind of media ecosystem within culinary first and then entertainment a little outside of that with some of our new partners that are coming in. And we want to be sort of one-stop shopping for people who are still food geeks. If you still research where you dine, if you still go deeper than just saying what's good, you know, what can I afford? If you're the kind of person who comes home from your vacation and you tell people about the restaurants where you dined, that is where all of my projects are aimed. They're aimed at the people that want to dig just a tiny bit deeper than the average person and learn a bit, because I believe, I mean, I'm a storyteller by nature. I'm a writer. I like to tell people stories. And I believe that if you know a little bit about the restaurant that you're going to, or if you know a little bit about the chef where you're going, especially if you recommended this place to your friends, then I've given you a couple stories you could tell. You could tell how, oh, this guy used to work for Jose Andres, or this ingredient.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You know, so I give you a way to introduce your friends to why you've brought them to this restaurant. And to me, good stories, good food, good friends. I mean, that's the backdrop against which everything important in your life happens.
And that app is a great place to start.
Wow.
For
that,
sure.
That was just like an opus.
I know, right?
We need
music.
Wow, no, it's good.
The band needed to serenade that, you know.
He had me at, it's like Yelp without the idiots.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And then it got better from there.
I want to ask about iconic restaurants. So one thing about Vegas, it goes back a long ways. Mm. There's old steakhouses that have been here forever. There's restaurants that have been delivering food to locals and tourists for a long, long time. Let's talk about that for a little bit. In terms of like that, those restaurants, Al, that you think are like iconic, classic restaurants, you mentioned a couple earlier. There's probably a few I have not been to, even though I've been here for a minute, and JJ, probably you the same. So what restaurants are really thriving? Because it is a business, and mm-hmm. one thing about the restaurant business is if you don't deliver, you go out of business, right? Yeah. We've seen it a million times. So from the business standpoint, you have to provide a great experience for people. So legacy restaurants, iconic restaurants, so which ones are you kind of targeting right now as ones to check out?
I mean, I love the fact that Todd's Unique Dining is still open over in Henderson, and he was one of the first big off-strip chefs to leave the strip. He used to do the buffet, the Sterling Buffet, okay. if you remember the old days.
Oh, wow.
And he set up in Henderson years ago, and he does what he does. And his neighbors know him. There are specialty dishes on there like goat cheese wontons with raspberry that I first had 15 years ago the first time I had it. I still go back to have that dish. And he's a great chef. He stays up to date on all the latest trends, but he knows his neighbors. He knows what they like. You also find a lot of Italian restaurants that have been in Vegas for a long time.
Classic.
Family places. Places like Ferraro's. Places like Gaetano's. Places like Piero's is in its own separate class. But, you know, all of those places continue to deliver. They stay cutting edge enough. They update the types of ingredients that they use, but they never move away from their neighborhood fan base, right? They never scare people away by doing, you know, too many bells and whistles. So, but they're constantly upgrading. You know, Gaetano's has a new bar, lounge area over there. They do a great happy hour. My friends at D'Agostino's, another longtime restaurant, they just expanded. They've doubled their size. They do a great happy hour there as well. So, you know, those places are all great. Bob Taylor's Ranch House is still kicking it if you want something.
Where is that
really
located?
It is in the Northwest, and in the old days, it felt like you were really driving out to
not
a
anymore.
Ranch. Now right. you've got the freeway right in the backyard and all that. But it
do
is.
Do you know, my girlfriend just told me that she had her senior prom dinner there. So, yeah, it goes back.
And
right?
it was probably the middle of nowhere back then.
Probably. Yeah.
So, you know, those are some great places. And, you know, that's something to be said for restaurateurs in this city because you have to stay up to date right
Decades.
Now.
Decades.
You know, people don't just keep coming unless you modernize, right? And you always have to be replacing the old customers with the new generation of customers. And, you know, we have a whole section in the app that is called, you know, Off-Strip Pioneers. And these are the people that are doing it right and that have continued to do it right.
Amazing. Al, thank you so much for being here.
I have taken notes, Al. I'll have you know. I know I can download Neon Feast and look again, but thank you so much for joining us. We benefit from you eating your way around town, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, well, good. I don't know. I got to get on some Ozempic, so I don't know what I'm going to be able to do.
Don't do that. We can't have a.
I'll just keep growing the way that I am.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Vegas Business Report. Our thanks to our guest, Dr. Bobby Damerow of the Las Vegas Culinary Academy, and our guest just right now, Al Mancini, Neon Feast app. Check that out. You can download that from the App Store or hit their website. The executive producer of Vegas Business Report is Ben McKee. Today's episode produced by Allison Polkenhorn and mixed by Trent Ogle. Next Saturday, we'll be right back here at 11 a.m.
Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Today's show was produced by Monarch CX. To visit the official show website, go to VegasBusinessReport.com.